All right, we are joined in the media center by Top Fuel Provisional number one qualifier, Brittany Force, here in Pomona. After Brittany went 3.641 at 338.94 miles an hour, making the fastest run in Top Fuel history, breaking her own record set earlier this year in St. Louis. If that holds, it would be Brittany's 10th number one this year, 42nd in her career. Obviously, the big goal is the championship, but you couldn't have asked for a better start to open the weekend.
Yeah, that is a great start for our team to, you know, really be able to grab those points wherever we can. And it's points and a half here this weekend in Pomona. And pretty awesome to you know, run the 338 and, you know, grab that mile per hour at my home track. That was pretty exciting when I got out on the other end. They said 338. And I said, did we beat our St. Louis 338? What were the numbers on it? And they said, yeah, so it's pretty cool to hold that track record here at home. My home racetrack that I grew up running, love it here.
Obviously, the big talk about qualifying is being able to stay rounds in front of Justin. How big of emphasis is your team putting on that versus safe runs to get down the track?
We're just looking at it one round at a time. That run, we plan to push the car. I feel like the points will probably be set tomorrow night. But it's just one round at a time. You know, we want to go low each session and try to get those points wherever we can get them. And then, you know, we'll reset on race day and look out, you know, look at who we're running and you know, how the whole thing is going to fall together. It comes down to race day, and we're only just so many points apart. Anything could change in qualifying. So it's good that we are getting those points and staying out ahead.
One point is good as 29 mm-hmm. here. So,
yeah.
You know, might as well, you know, to be around up on him going into Sunday, what would that mean?
To what?
To be around a full round up on Justin.
As long we just want to be ahead, however it ends up. But, you know, our team won this in 2017, and we were behind. So, I mean, it could go either way, you know. But our main goal coming into the countdown where we lost it was we just want to stay out ahead until we get to Pomona, and then we regroup there. And we lost it, but we gained it back in Vegas. So, yes, it is important to stay out ahead. We need every little point we could get.
How important is it for you to go into Sunday being in full control of your own destiny?
It's not just me. It's this entire Monster Energy Flavor Pack team. You know, it's me and nine other guys, and they are some of the hardest working guys I've ever met. They are one of the most unique groups I've ever worked with. Talking about team effort, there's no team bond, teamwork like these guys. I love them. They're my racing family, and we're going to hunt this thing down. We're going to chase it down. We've been close before, and we lost it. We're had a better season this year, and you know, we're ahead of ourselves this season. So it's we still have it. We just can't lose it. We got to keep on pushing through, fighting until Sunday.
Being in a battle this tight, are you a fan or not a fan of the points and a half format for this race?
I'll tell you on Sunday, depending on how it ends up.
Good answer.
You talked a lot about just staying aggressive. You know, your team is always better when you're not trying to dial back or anything like that. You're pushing forward. Is this a good sign that you're got the mindset that's made you so successful this year?
Yeah. On that run, David Grubnick came over and said his standard thing. We're going to push, and we hit our target. That's exactly what we were aiming for. We got the job done. But yeah, it seems like in the past when we've pulled back and, you know, tried to lay up a little and play it safe is when we seem to struggle. Our car runs the best when we push it. We know what it's capable of running. You just can't let that fear or doubt come in and you know, pull you back.
Yeah. I just quickly say congratulations on your run today. I'm Larry Stewart. Talked to you the other day. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, anything else from Brittany? All good? All right. Thanks, Brittany. Congratulations.
Thank you.